For the film, Dr. Enrique Alemán Jr. traveled back to his hometown of Driscoll, Texas, to learn about the 8 Mexican-American students who, including his own late mother, testified in the case. The surviving students shared stories about discrimination. They talked about how they were punished if they spoke Spanish at school. Eventually, some of these students were so impacted that they dropped out.
This part of South Texas, there was a lot of farm-working families, and so you had migratory patterns, and you also had lack of access to high-paying jobs. And so for a lot of these families, they were, you know, relegated to only certain types of jobs, with the majority of the power structure owning the land and running the school board and running the city councils. And so parents and kids were relegated to these types of second-class citizen types of experiences.
After the ruling in Brown versus Board of Education, desegregation in schools did not happen overnight, but it was lawsuits like this one that continued to challenge discriminatory practices.
Yeah, when you think about it, it happened right after the Brown versus Board of Education court case, and so it was in line with a lot of other cases that were being brought to the courts. And you know, I think it was part of the legal strategy of some of these early civil rights groups, that they were trying to chip away at some of the ingrained and the really entrenched discrimination that was happening.
The film also shows the legacy left behind by Latino civil rights groups that were beginning to organize and challenge segregation in court.
And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to tell it too, to really acknowledge that we had leaders in our community and they were willing to put up a fight and struggle to better opportunities for their kids. And that's a story that's not often told in our textbooks. And in our history, that we should understand that our parents and our grandparents were part of that activism and part of that leadership that isn't often acknowledged.
For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.